and a blessed weekend to everyone. It's our Saturday worship weekend with me, DJ ELC, right here on Champion FM Radio. It's the day that the Lord has made, so let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to our show for a time that we can dwell in the presence of the Holiest One, the King of Kings. But first, some thoughts and our daily scripture. Santa Claus. It's become synonymous with the Christmas season. A huge man with a flowing white beard, all dressed up in red, and riding a sleigh powered by reindeer. It's the legend that many children and even some adults subscribe to, till today. Santa's become a focal point that it has enraged some Christians because it's taken the real focus off the truth, the birth of Jesus. But how did the story of Santa Claus really start? Interestingly, it is steeped in Christian practice. Originally known as Saint Nicholas, he was the Bishop of Myra, where he lived all his life. It's said that his parents served the needs of the sick since before he was born, but died when they contracted the same disease. Having inherited everything from his parents, their wealth, business, and perhaps even their heart for ministry, St. Nicholas would use his wealth for the good, to bless others in need. And one major way was his anonymous gift-giving to destitute families and other unprivileged families. St. Nicholas's passion for the poor, marginalized, and especially children is widely recognized and has inspired many all over the world, especially during Christmas. Perhaps the only downside is how he became known as Santa Claus. The Dutch pronunciation of Saint Nicholas and a rather corrupt way is Sinterklaas. And when the Dutch brought it over to North America, it evolved into Santa Claus. While the end product of Santa Claus may not be what we agree with today, it's worth knowing the real Christian history behind the legend and myth of the man in red. And here's an interesting fact. Did you know that St. Nicholas spent 7 long and hard years in prison, being tortured for his faith in Christ under the Diocletian persecution? That's right. He was such a strong believer in Christ. I'll leave you with today's daily scripture, which is from 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 until 18. And it says this. This is how we know what real love is. Jesus gave his life for us. So we should give our lives for each other as brothers and sisters. Suppose a believer who is rich enough to have all the necessities of life sees a fellow believer who is poor and does not have even basic needs. What if the rich believer does not help the poor one? Then it is clear that God's love is not in that person's heart. My children, our love should not be only words and talk. No! Our love must be real. We must show our love by the things we do. Amen. I'm DJ ELC, and once again, welcome to our Saturday worship program. And it's live gospel worship songs to take us into God's very presence. So, enjoy.
is put your hands on it right there. Oh, yes, you will. Let's raise it together. I walk through blazing fire. Hey, yeah, I'll sail the rough waves. Here to tell you it was worth it. Oh, but you're gonna get the glory. Oh, yes, you will. Sing back. Trust your plan that is working for my good. Here I am with outstretched hands. I am confident that is working for my good.
Say it again, y'all say.
I don't need to understand. God, I trust your plan that is working.
Won the victory.
Hey, anything that's just for me.
Pieces and make a beautiful masterpiece.
All I want is
I believe that you will do it right. mountains rise and fall. Seasons come and go. Father, through it all, one thing that I know, I can trust in you. People let you down, and life is filled with pain. Falling to the ground, on my knees to say, I can trust in you.
worship you for me.
You are. down in my mind, you can fix it. And time after time, and right on time, you have made a way. You have made a way. You are good. I've seen you do it. I was young, now I'm old. Righteous have not been forsaken. It may take a little time and a whole lot of faith, but it's worth the wait. It is worth the wait, 'cause you are good. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Let's declare a church.
You are good.
Lift your hands right there, help us sing it.
See, oh, so good.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus and everything he's done for me, I can't help but to lift my hands, lift my voice. Come on, church, you got it now. Say, you are good. Begin to lift up your voice and worship in this moment right here. Ooh. Think about your resume between you and God, and every time he's made a way out of no way. Every time he's opened up every door that no man can close. Every time he healed your body, time after time he's kept you. He's faithful, he's loyal. Come on, Trish, help me sing it. Come on.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall.
Oh, so good, you are good, yeah. Champion FM. It's all about him.
On our program today, we played Changing Your Story by Jacqueline Carr, You're Gonna Get the Glory from Tasha Cobbs Leonard, James Fortune and Minnan Sartan, led with All I Want. We also heard from Kira Sheard and Tasha Cobbs Leonard and the track Something Has to Break. He's My Rock from Bree Babineau. Phil Thompson gave us My Worship. You Are Good from The Collective, Casey, Andrew Pickens and Trish. And finally, we heard from Metro Worship, Mary Alessi and Steph Alessi Muina with Overcome. Stay with us for some announcements from Champion FM Radio. Christmas is around the corner, and we're asking all our listeners to send in your greetings to family and friends from December onwards. Go to our website and wish them a happy and blessed Christmas, and Champion FM Radio will help send out those greetings on air just for you. You can even write your greetings to your loved ones on our Facebook page by clicking on the link that we will provide on our website. All links will be open from December the 1st. It's all happening this Christmas on Champion FM Radio.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
Our video pick of the day is from one of my favorite funny men, Brad Stein, and is entitled Why Being Offended by Christmas is Ridiculous. This Christian comedian pokes fun at some of the nonsense happening in his home country and brings a few laughs to the stage. Go to our website and to our comedy page to watch this after this broadcast.
Since August 2021, Champion FM Radio has begun our Read Through the Bible series daily as we explore the Word of God using the easy-to-read version. This 365-day plan is also available on our website if you have missed any of our previous readings. You can also follow the plan by downloading the PDF file from our website. So join us today in exploring God's Holy Word.
You know, church, whenever we look around the malls, our TVs, or posters, and see that man in red, remember the true story of St. Nicholas, the bishop whose passion was to bless others and give to the needy. He was being just like Jesus. Let's go past the ho, ho, ho. This is DJ ELC, signing off and saying God bless you. And be the blessing to everyone around you.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
And they're